Troops opened fire on protesters in cities across Syria yesterday, and pro- and anti-government crowds clashed in the capital's historic Old City as the country's ruling regime sought to put down national demonstrations demanding reform. Kelsey Brennan-Wessels reports.
Dozens of people have been killed over the past week around the southern city of Daraa, and there were unconfirmed reports of more than 20 new deaths on Friday during demonstrations that would have been unthinkable a couple of months ago in this most tightly controlled of Arab countries. The unrest in multiple cities marks the most serious challenge to the 40-year rule by the family of President Bashar al-Assad. On Thursday, he announced limited reforms, including the possible end to 48 years of emergency rule, media freedoms, and allowing political opposition. But Rupert Colville, spokesman of the UN Human Rights Office, said more concrete changes must be enacted and called on the government to stop its violent crackdown.
We welcome the government's decision to investigate the killings, and we reiterate our call for this investigation to be clearly independent and impartial. Those responsible for the killings must be held accountable. We also welcome the release of those associated with the protests in Daraa, and hope that all human rights defenders and political activists throughout the whole of Syria who have reportedly been arrested will also be released.
There was a chorus of international condemnation of the shootings of demonstrators, including UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon's call for maximum restraint by Syria. I'm Kelsey Brennan-Wessels.